Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. We've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
All righty. Tink, I hear you taking credit for that great introduction. This is what he just said. You like that great introduction I just gave Sharp Tierney?
Dude, I wrote that introduction
Did
for
you, really?
Homie. I wrote it?
Of course. Say that. This is a guy who's buttoned up. He still can't say Neuheisel, but he's buttoned up. He can write. All right. Good job. I appreciate that, Tink. You know, now, what happens? You know, I'm a trend guy. I'm a big believer in trends and benchmarks and things that work in the past, go back to them. So, we had an unsightly, we don't mince words, unsightly, reprehensible, utterly unacceptable week one. When that happens, we go to the well of victory. What is that called? It's called the FNS, an acronym for what? The Friday Night Special. Tonight, we got UCF and Louisville, over under 67, Cards allowing 400 yards a game offense. Dylan Gabriel for the Knights, their quarterback, very good. They put up over 600 last week. I'm going to take the over, 730 ESPN, over under 67, FNS, treat you right. Give me that, the big number in the Cards and the Knights. They hit the scoreboard orally and often. Go, let's hear it. Come on. There it is, attaboy. Western Michigan. Now, I don't know that I've ever done this, actually. I think about this. Has Sharp Tierney ever gone back-to-back? Maybe Tiki can interject here. Over-unders out of the shoot. Has that ever happened?
That has not happened.
I don't think
you usually save the over-unders for later on when people are like getting a little scary about your picks.
You know what? That's true, but I usually don't start 3-7 either, so we need to reverse all sorts of trends and do things we don't usually do, which is why I'm going back to the over-under well in game number two. Western Michigan is at Pitt. All right, the number's 59. Pitt's 2-0. Western Mish, the Bronx, home of Corey Davis, my new wide receiver for the Jets, 1-1. All right, now, will Pitt, the only issue here, can they avoid the letdown? I know Tennessee's not very good, but they still beat an SEC team, 41-34, so there's an exhilaration there. No disrespect to Western Michigan. They roll in. They're probably thinking Pitt is. We show up, we beat them, we become 3-0 for the third time in three straight years. You know what? Pitt will win. I feel very confident about that. And I also think Pitt will score a lot of points. Western Michigan's a decent program. They've got some lineage there the last couple of years. The number is appealing. The weather's going to be good. Over under 59. Give me the over for Pitt and Western Mish. All right. How about them Stangs? Let's not get a little cantankerous now, there, Deke. SMU laying 12 and a half. I like it when you're in studio better. Yep. I can play off this.
You're
when you were gone last week, when you deserted Sharp Tierney, it didn't feel the same. That's why I went 3-7. SMU laying a lot of wood. Healthy, decent. A fair amount of wood. I guess in college, not that much. 12 and a half at Louisiana Tech. By the way, little shout out to the great network. They cover that great show, Tiki and Tierney.
That's right.
CBS Sports Network does.
That's right.
This game is on CBS Sports Network at 3:30. That's right. At Louisiana Tech. They are, I forget their nickname. I think their colors are baby blue and red, a little white. They're 0-1.
Bulldogs,
that's
homie.
Right. Are they the Bulldogs like Fresno
Bulldogs.
State? All right. And Butler. So SMU is 2-0. Quarterback Tanner Mordecai. Who's that? Doesn't matter. He's got a vowel at the end of his name, which means he's Italian. And Italians know when you lose too many bets, eventually you got to win a couple. So otherwise you got to pay and kneecaps get broken. We can't have any of that. SMU minus 12 and a half. Give me the Stangs. They hooked me up. Can they lose? Can they not cover on our network? on my personal, no, that cannot happen. Give me SMU minus 12 and a half. All right. ODU, little Taylor Heineke, home of him. But I'm going the other way. Who are they playing? They're playing Liberty. What's their nickname, Teak? Liberty what? Liberty what? Liberty what? Come on, Liberty what? My old girlfriend was
Monarchs.
My old, like,
Flames.
In like the 50s. My
I'm
old
thinking
flame.
ODU, Monarchs.
But why would you be thinking that?
I don't know.
I just said Liberty. I just told you the Monarchs are ODU. I said, what is Liberty? So what do you think about ODU for? Just think about what we're going to win with here. And we're going to win with a terrific quarterback. This kid is good. He might go first overall. His name is Malik Willis, who, by the way, transferred from Auburn. They beat Campbell. They beat Troy. Haven't played anybody yet. Liberty's 2-0. ODU was 0-1. I'm going to go. This is a lot of wood. I'm laying almost 30. Minus 27. You want to be the top pick in the draft. You want to be a transformational quarterback. You want to do what a lot of us think you're going to do. By the way, he ran for almost 1,000 yards last year. He sliced you up with his arm, kind of like Kyler Murray, 6'1", 215, a little bit bigger. You want to be the first pick? You mop the floor, no disrespect to the Monarchs, with ODU. That will happen. Lay the 27. All right, NFL. NFL. I did a little bit better in the NFL. College, I was 0-4.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 3 in, whatever the math is. Sharp Tierney's not very good at math when he's trying to juggle 9,000 things. What's the rest of the day?
3-4.
Oh, yeah, there you go. 3-4. All right. The Bills, not quite 4. 3.5, though. That's what they're laying at Miami. I thought the Pats outplayed Miami. You listen to Tiki and Tierney, you know that Tierney guy's a little lukewarm on Tua. Will Fuller, this is strange. We don't know where he is, and we don't know why he's not playing, but this only emboldens me to roll with the Bills a little bit more down at South Beach. Minus 3, shave the half point, obviously. Do I have to tell you that by now? Get rid of the hook just in case you win by field goal. At least you push. No blood there. But minus 3.5, Steelers really, really, really flexed on the Bills. That will change. I'm not saying they're blowing them out. Miami's a good team, well coached. Bills will win 7 points, 10 points. Fun game, tight game. Give me the Bills down to Florida. All right, the Broncos, they beat Tiki Squad week one of MetLife. They're laying 6. They're in Jacksonville. The Jaguars have all sorts of issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I'm going to lament this. Maybe I'm reading too much into things I can't quantify. But every single story, Jason Lockenford, the building is, there's no morale. Coaches think they're going to get fired. Players are disgruntled with Urban Meyer already. You know what? I'm going to ride that. Until proven, plus I know that they're not good. So until proven otherwise, I am going to take the Denver Broncos. I told you that's one of the games I got right last week. I had the Broncos as a wild card team, by the way. I like the Denver Broncos. If they're as good as I think they are, Teddy B protecting the rock without obviously Locke is not playing. So the other aspects of the team can just do their job and not give the opponents a short field like Locke is occasionally want to do. Denver should win this going away. I don't know, 31-10, 31-13. That defense is back. Von Miller looked good. Give me the Broncos minus 6. All right, didn't touch him week one. I'm going to touch him week two, my boys. Jets. Mm-hmm. Well, which way am I going to go? You don't necessarily know which way I'm going to go, but I am going to actually get into this game. The Jets and the Pats at MetLife. Now, I know that Zach Wilson will eventually be a star. Although you may have said that about Sam Darnold as well, but that's old stuff. I really mean it this time with Zach Wilson. And I know they've got the right coach. Culture's changing. I don't think they'll give up as many big plays as they have in years past. Like that, you know, 57-yard, even though they gave one last week with Sam Darnold to Ron Anderson, but that will not be a frequent occurrence. The Jets will be much more buttoned up. They showed great resolve. They could have been blown, they should have been blown out against Carolina. They fought. Wilson slowed down. Boom, touchdown. Boom, touchdown. I'm not sitting here saying the Jets are going to win. I am sitting here saying quite confidently the Jets will cover the 6. Give me gangrene at home. Place hasn't had fans for well over a year. Jet fans are ready to roll. Tight game. Jets could win. Could win. But I'm going to take the 6 in case. Jets plus 6. I don't like the Vikings. I don't know how many times I got to tell you this. Like, well, there's certain things you listen to our show. There's just certain things you know about what you believe with convictions and what I believe with certain things. I don't like this Vikings team.
Yeah.
I didn't like them last year. I didn't like them last week. I don't like them this week. I do like the Cardinals. Cardinals minus 3.5. Now, the Cardinals, remember Steve Keim and their ownership before the season? Not only do I expect to make the playoffs, I expect to go far. We're like, oh, okay. We like the confidence. You know, year 3 for Cliff Kingsbury, year 3 for the first overall pick. You brought in a lot of veterans, A.J. Green, J.J. Watt. You got Hopkins. You know, you got Christian Kirk. I mean, you got players. Mm-hmm. I don't know their O-line. That could hurt them down the road against a really good team. The Vikings are not a really good team. Give me the Arizona Cardinals. Lay the 3.5. Cardinals move to 2-0. Arizona. All right. This would have been a great team if the Ravens were going to be a good team this year. Ravens are not going to be a good team this year. I have established this opinion really now for a couple of weeks. All the myriad injuries. I don't know how you work around this after a certain – you know, running backs, your best corner got hurt. I didn't think you were as good as some people thought they were a year ago. It's a big number, and out of respect to the rivalry and the organization, the Ravens, I'm not going to actually – it's a little bit not big, but it's too big for my taste. I'm not going to take the Chiefs with the points. I'm going to take an over-under here. Mm. The third over-under, and it's the third time I'm going over. The over-under is 54.5. I know the Chiefs will score with frequency and with ease. And I do think that Lamar will bust a player, too, because he's just inherently that gifted. But also, out of frustration, make a mistake or two that will give either the Chiefs points or a sure field that will help get this number over. Give me the over, 54.5, Kansas City, Baltimore. All right, final one. Teague, there's hunches. There's number crunches, right? This is kind of in between. This is a little bit of both. And then there's just that voice in your head that says, yeah, this is something just, we've got to get back to normal here. And what's got to get back to normal is the Packers have to look like a real football team and the Lions have to resemble a doormat. And I think that that's going to happen this week. Now, I do think that the Lions will fight for Campbell. Hell, they fought against the Niners. It was a one-score game, right? I lost that game with Sharp Tierney. I lost by 0.5 points. But I think that, you know, when you have the kind of week that Aaron Rodgers had and the whole world, not us, but outside of here, turned on you, you better handle business. The entire world's watching because it's Monday night. 11 points. I know Detroit's a pro team, and they got pride, and Campbell's going to demand that they play their behinds off, and they will. But eventually, the Packers will pull away. I'm not going to sit here and say 40-7. I'm not going to disrespect Detroit like that. But Rodgers gets healthy. Defense makes a few plays. Goff looks pedestrian. Give me the Packers, -11, Monday night at Lambeau. So, in summation, tonight, Friday night special, give me the over, UCF and Louisville. I'll take Western Michigan and Pitt, over under 59, I'll take the over. How about the Mustangs out of SMU, laying 12 at a hook at Louisiana Tech? Give me SMU. Old Dominion at Liberty, Malik Willis could be the first overall pick. He flexes Flames by at least 27. I'll take the Bills in Miami, -3.5. Broncos to smack and punk the Jaguars, -6. Jets, +6 against the Pats at home. Give me the Cards. They look sharp again. -3.5, they'll handle the Vikings. Chiefs and the Ravens at a shootout. 54.5, take the over. And Monday night, Packers, -11 over divisional foe Detroit.
Like it.
Thank you, Teague. I appreciate that, buddy. There it is, week 2, Sharp Tierney NFL picks. We'll get them up on Twitter. Santa will take care of that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.